Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. I'm on a journey to heal and get better in all areas of life, and I want to do it with you. Welcome to Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, where we improve and heal all parts of our lives, most importantly, our health. Heal Squad by Maria Menounos, your life improvement series starts now. All right, guys, we are back with part two of our chat with Alyssa Goodman. Today, we're talking all about what spices are good. I found that to be kind of a daunting thing when I heard that spices were really toxic and they were all covered in arsenic. And we use a lot of spices in our kitchen. We love our spices. So Alyssa's going to tell us about some brands that are really clean and helpful. It took us a minute to look up pictures in her kitchen and and going online, but we got it. And then also tuning into your body and how she got through so many health challenges herself, because she's gone through so many, and how it made her stronger. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. I know you have amazing hair, Alyssa, so you probably already use Way. If you haven't, it's pretty awesome. I found it for Kev because he wanted a leave-in conditioner, and I was in the Sephora line. I saw this little trial size one, so I got it for him. And every day, I don't know, the packaging was kind of sexy, and I would like look at it on the counter, and then I would start using it. So then, of course, I had to jump in. And then when they asked if they could be a part of the show, I was like, wait, I'm already using this. This is amazing. So Way, friends, is a great way to have salon-ready hair at home. My go-to, like I said, is the leave-in conditioner and the hair oil. I love using a little of the hair oil on my wet ends, and then when I dry it, my hair is like ready to go. It's a game changer. So anybody eager to try Way products, make sure to head to www.theway.com. That's theway.com. I did that for fun. Use the promo code Heal Squad, guys, because you'll get 15% off. So back to toxins.
Yes, the lovely toxins. Do you have you heard of? There's a woman on like has a website. Ruin. Ruan Living. Ruan. That's a good resource for home toxicity. She investigates.
Really?
Yeah, she's out of New York. And I love her. She investigates everything related to the home in terms of toxins.
Yeah, like, So I had this conversation with this guy who sells Samina beds. Have you heard of Samina?
No.
Okay. So it's the...
Is this a mattress?
Apparently, it's the only true organic mattress.
Okay.
All the mattresses that say are organic,
avocado
they're not.
Avocado isn't?
No, apparently.
Okay.
Apparently. I don't know. I haven't done the work myself. But he said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. And he was teaching me about like all of our couches and all the stuff that's around us and all these cheap Amazon buys we're buying, all toxic. Wow. And the beds, our coils act like Wi-Fi and they're microwaving us with our gadgets in our room. And if you put your phone on your bed, I'm like horrified by everything he taught me. At some point, I'll have him on the show to horrify all of you. But and the bed, of course, is like stupid expensive. But they have these like Magnetico pads that you can put on your bed.
Yeah.
Which are also very pricey, but are protective and helpful. So we'll get to that. But when you talk about toxins in the home, it's making me so aware, like, we redid in the back, we made this like guest house area, and I bought just a cheap couch. I was like, it's really pretty. I found it affordable, but it smells toxic. And that's what you get with these things, right?
So like the fabric or just what's inside, like the fake, you know, like feathers or whatever.
I mean, look, they use like petroleum to make things. And so I've been putting a blanket over it because right now where our kitchen's being redone, that's our only space. And I don't want Athena on the couch.
Yeah.
And so I'm having it cleaned and then I'm going to see if it like goes away. But regardless, it's not an organic fabric. I didn't realize we're going to have to go this insane to our rugs and our couches and all of this stuff. But I'm going to look up Ruan.
Yeah, she's great. And also, well, you know about EWG, so you probably...
Which one?
EWG, Environmental Working Group, also is very helpful. And, you know, and I scan all the codes of my food these days and see, you know, what is healthy and what isn't healthy. And I know, it can get a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know me, I've always like been a middle of the road girl. And I feel like, you know, if we are eating nutrient dense food and vegetables and, you know, we're detoxifying our body with, you know, also vegetables and herbs and spices, I feel like that is the ticket. We've got to have some middle ground here. I mean, all these foods and spices are here for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, cilantro and parsley are beautiful for detoxing heavy metals, as we know, you know, so I mean,
yeah, I think we need to know more of that. Like, I don't feel like I know. I've been trying to I added cilantro to my smoothie too.
Yeah.
That's probably why it didn't taste good.
Right.
My mom, I'll never forget, whenever I would order Mexican, no cilantro. Mm-hmm. I hate cilantro. I'm like, Mom, I am aware. You told me this all the time. Anytime. She'd be like, the same line. I hate cilantro. Yes, Mom, I'm aware. But
is that because of the soapy taste? Is she one of those?
She just didn't like it.
Okay.
But so detoxing. So cilantro.
Yes. Like even like onions are detoxing, you know?
I eat a lot of onions.
Right. Beets are very like detoxing. It's also celery, as we know. Remember the medical medium? It is celery juice. And, you know, there's parsley. Hugely, like, again, kind of something that is sort of a throwaway, you know,
we eat a lot of it herb. In the Greek world. So
parsley is so powerful,
even if it's cooked, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about, and also turmeric, you know, curcumin, like that is phenomenal.
Paprika. What is paprika good for? I've been adding that in.
Yeah. I mean, that is more like just antioxidants.
Okay.
So I definitely feel like I love, you know, as we just keep ourselves hydrated, we keep ourselves detoxed and cleansed. Like, that's always been my motto. Just, we got to cleanse as often as we can with these foods.
And that's why a smoothie is so great, because you can, I mean, technically, I had my friend Yogi Cameron, who talked to me about, you know, when we load salads and we load smoothies, the body has to do so much work to digest everything.
Yeah.
Because it's digesting each thing differently. So you don't want to put too many things in. Mm-hmm. So you're not taxing your system, and especially for people who have any kind of skin conditions, because the body's going to heat up inside to do all of that work.
Right.
So if you have any kind of like eczemas or anything like that, cooling foods, but like simple, not eating a lot of different things is the cure for that kind of thing. And you don't want to do the wrong thing in that moment.
I feel like that with like, that's what I love about my juice. You know, it's like, it could be just cucumber, celery, lemon, ginger, and that is powerful and simple. And the body knows what to do with that.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, we do, you know, we do add a lot into the body, you know, with the vegetables and the protein and the carbs. Like, I think that's when it gets complicated and everything slows down. And also,
And you get tired because your body's working so hard inside. Like, we don't realize, we don't know our bodies enough.
I know.
Like, when you're tired, it's after a big meal, it's because your body's like, oh shit, I got a lot of work to do. No wonder Thanksgiving, we're all cooked. It's not, I don't think it's really the turkey.
No.
I think it's just, we're eating 10,000 different really heavy things.
Right.
Right?
Together.
So if you're really tired after your smoothie in the morning, maybe you need to consider lessening the ingredients.
Yes, I agree. And I hope that everyone's not listening to this podcast.
Why do they make big ones?
I just don't love what they're doing with all with their smoothies, you know, and what they do, like the celebrity smoothies are loaded with all kinds of, you know, like superfoods and herbs, and they're just, it's too much yeah. for the body. I mean, I simpler the better.
Yeah.
Eating simple is like key, you know, just like, you know, having a few vegetables on the plate with your protein and some rice, just going back to the basics.
Yeah.
So I think that is all the superfoods, and, you know, your body doesn't know what to do with all of that.
Yeah, like the powders where it's like a superfood power and there's like 50,000 things in there. Yes. You think you're doing good, but you're kind of not, right? Yeah,
right. And those things, too, can have heavy metals in them.
All you the know, powders.
The chlorella and the spirulina and the greens powders. We got to be really careful with that stuff.
Really?
Even though we think they're really good for us. Again, I'll Isn't much that prefer amazing? To get them from my food.
Yeah, so it's like getting them from a natural source. Okay,
right.
So let's talk seasonal eating with regards to frozen food, because what right. we've learned here on Heal Squad is that frozen food actually has more nutrients because mm-hmm. it's frozen at the time of being picked.
Right.
And so it actually is really good for you. I would have right. never known that. If you are eating frozen food, do you have to worry about seasonal eating as much? I guess.
No.
Yeah.
You really don't. Yeah, right. Because it's been picked and frozen right away, so the nutrients stay intact. Right. So when it's also really, that's easy and not as expensive too. And, you know, can stay in your freezer forever. So
that's a good smoothie.
Yep.
Situation.
Yep. Absolutely easy. You know, again, keeping it simple though too, right? You know,
yeah.
People kind of are freaking out over the eating too much kale these days, or, you know, eating too much cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous vegetables are also very detoxifying, you yeah. know, like cauliflower and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and, you know, kale. So, but I feel like, again, I just wouldn't put kale in my smoothie every day, is what I'm trying to say,
yeah.
or spinach in my smoothie every day. I think we can overload. There are oxalates in spinach, so we could go a little too, you know, much when we overdo certain
Got
foods.
It.
And a lot of people get into a habit of like, this is what I'm going to eat every day.
Because it's easier.
Right. We need to like mix up our food, and we need to rotate our vegetables and our fruits and all
well,
of it.
Yeah, because you need different nutrients.
You need different nutrients.
So
right.
you want to keep right. it different. So, okay. I was just kind of thinking even for myself, because I really want to add the green juice. I heard J-Lo starts her day with a green juice every day. She doesn't drink coffee. Clearly the secret potion to her beauty.
And her but, energy.
Yeah, and her energy, I know. So when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. I wonder if you were able to, like when you meal prep your smoothie, so you have all the frozen ingredients and a little Ziploc, you make your Ziplocs for the week, and then you can alternate. So kale one day, spinach the next, maybe you throw some leeks in another day, I don't know. And then you just take the baggie and throw it into your blender.
That's it. You easy.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. And then just mix up your leafy greens more so, you know. Some of my favorite leafy greens are the liver cleansing ones, or, you know, the digestive one that wake up digestive enzymes.
Arugula?
Arugula is just dandelion greens.
I need to eat more of those.
Radicchio, endive. Like, I can't get enough of that stuff. I feel like my liver, you also, this is another cool thing. I think your body craves what your organs need.
1,000,000,000%. Right? 1,000,000,000%. When you're in tune, you know, like there are moments when I'm like, I need a cheeseburger right now. And I just listen because I know I'm not somebody who just wants a cheeseburger.
Right.
My body's like, give me that burger, or give me that steak, or give me that vegetable. So what is it in arugula that makes it so that no matter what, I will go to the bathroom?
I know.
It's my favorite thing.
It's bitter. So the bitter greens really wake up your enzymes. So they help break down your food.
Got it.
So a lot of people take enzymes before they eat because they can't break down their food. Yeah, it also helps the liver produce more bile. So it just is really like it helps digestion, and it helps like with movement of food through your digestive tract. Your food stays in the digestive tract way too long.
Yeah.
I've said this before where, you know, certain things stay in there for 14 hours. You know, the plant-based foods stay in there for 90 minutes. So 90 minutes, it goes right through into like your large colon, through your small intestine into your large colon. So it really is beautiful. I mean, eating more plant forward is a beautiful thing with still having animal protein and carbs is really important.
So is that technically like a prebiotic, your arugula?
Maybe, but it's more enzyme related.
Okay.
It's more like, you know, waking up the enzymes and having bile go into your gut to help break down the food as well.
So you've got, on that list, you've got arugula and you've got dandelion greens.
Yeah.
What else can we eat to have that process?
Radicchio, endive, kale.
Oh, endive, kale. Okay.
Yep, all the bitter. Yeah,
got it. I've never been an endive girl, but maybe I'll become one.
Oh my God, so good. But also hard to find in the stores.
My dad, you know? It's like his like biggest issue is, sorry, TMI guys, is number two. So he found like some random tea in, I don't know, some random country that he makes, and that will help him.
Right.
But I'm like, Dad, you got to get on the arugula train. But I need more options because it's hard to find sometimes.
I know it is. I always have a big box of arugula. If I have some digestive issues, like I eat things that just don't agree with me, Maria, I'll have some arugula after the meal. I'll just take a handful of arugula and eat it after the meal, like dinner even.
Yeah.
And my digestive tract will settle down. It's wild.
Like it's Tums.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's Tums. Or I'll have, if I know I'm going to have some, you know, I don't love taking pills all the time because I take too many supplements, but I'll have a handful before the meal if I know I'm going to have a weird combination of foods
that
I'm going to have a hard time digesting.
Interesting.
You know, I love it. And then Erwan makes this dandelion salad that I can't get enough of. I've been eating it for like 3 or 4 years, and I eat it like 3 or 4 times a week. And everyone's like, are you not tired of that? It's dandelion, quinoa, and chickpea.
Ooh, and crispy chickpeas.
I should just make it myself now, but I love that salad. That dandelion is, and I have a juice at Erewhon that is made with dandelion greens.
Got it.
Because it's so good for detoxing your liver.
Okay.
Because we all need to detox our liver.
Yeah.
Ongoing.
Yeah. Well, clearly, you know, I'm in that category.
Yes. Yeah. The liver takes a beating.
So if we're looking at, I want to go back to spices to make sure we've like locked this in.
Yeah.
If we're looking at our spices, it has to say certified organic.
Yes.
If it doesn't, don't buy it.
Yes.
Right. And you don't remember any brands that were certified organic?
I can't remember. I should.
Can the team can go to Google for us?
And Miles, can you Google that for me?
Are there any spices that help aid in digestion?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like turmeric is great for the gut and lowering inflammation in the gut. So that helps with digestion. I think that, you know, also, what else am I thinking? Cumin is great. Mm-hmm. Like, I think all the spices are really good for digestion. You know, I also love, I would say dill, and also like even salt.
Dill is yummy.
Great, you know, for actually helping with digestion. You wouldn't think so, but again, it's a mineral. It helps with digestion as well. Yeah. You know, some sea salt.
Yeah.
Like that's a beautiful thing. I think like I love all the spices. I think they're all really important. And also sometimes, you're right, there's certain times when you don't want to heat up the body and you want to cool the body. So yes, there's a lot of these spices, cayenne, paprika, you know, the chilies, they're mm-hmm. like, they are, you know, they are a little bit too spicy for people because they will heat up the body.
Yeah.
But you just, I think you just have to be in tune with what works for you and what doesn't.
Yeah. And that's the thing is awareness is so hard when you're so busy, you're not paying attention. And I was that person, okay. I know. And I know like I'd be in my height of stress and I'd be eating hot peppers and spicy this and spicy that. And I'm only exacerbating whatever I'm feeling by right. eating like that in that moment, rather than cooling myself down with something that's watery, like a salad or yeah. a watermelon or cucumbers. And, so
but then they help also with some people to digest their food, you know,
the spicy stuff.
Yeah. The spicy stuff can yeah. also help like heat up and like get things churning and yeah. working. So, yeah, I mean, I think I just, I mean, I can't get enough spices, you know, because it just makes food taste good.
Oh my God.
Especially if they're fresh and real and,
I don't know how people live without it.
I know.
I mean, I go to some houses, I'm like, guys, where
There's
are the
no
spices?
Here.
What's happening here?
Right.
White rice, you were talking about having, what was it that it had on it that was bad?
Oh, arsenic. Rice has arsenic. Yeah.
So, I just saw something about brown rice, and a lot of people talk about, oh, I had brown rice and I see brown rice bowls everywhere. And I heard brown rice is horrible for you.
It can be unless it's like comes from a company that tests their arsenic. Like white rice doesn't really talk about arsenic. It's brown rice mm-hmm. that has the arsenic. So Lundberg, like I said, does triple check their arsenic.
Where do they sell theirs?
And everywhere. They're everywhere. They're every supermarket, online. Yeah.
Okay. So Lundberg,
Lundberg. I'm okay. sure you've seen it and heard of it. That's all we buy is
Got
Lundberg.
It. I just see Big Ben. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not
Big
sure.
Ben's
I buy
probably
Big Ben,
a no.
But Lundberg's been around forever, and they're just a really high quality company. So
this is like the frustrating part, like. I love sushi. Mm-hmm. And even though with the diabetes, I can't eat a lot of rice. Most of the things right. I eat are sashimis and cucumber wrap things. But like I'll have one bit of rice, whether it's right. in a baked crab hand roll or something. And I always say light on the rice. But they're not going to be using Lundberg rice
no.
in any of these establishments. Mm-mm. So eating out is so challenging. Even, for example, recently we went to a dinner, very nice place in Beverly Hills with our friends. And I saw my sugar was plummeting because it had been so stubborn. I kept having to shoot.
Yeah.
And then finally it started like lowering, but now I'm already done with my meal. So I saw some calamari across from me. I saw some french fries over at Kevin's plate. I'm like, I got to take some stuff down to accommodate here. So I ate some of the calamari. I ate some of his fries and I couldn't breathe after. My lungs
Wow. Like
shut down. So whatever oil, and this is in a really fancy place.
Yeah.
They must have used like a canola oil for frying.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't breathe. Mm. And I'm sharing that for a couple of reasons. One, it's just like we really eating out. We don't eat out at all, really, because of it. I get to places and I can't breathe all the time.
Yeah.
So olive oil from Greece is where it's at.
For
me.
And home. Because you know what's going in the food.
You know what's going in it. But also, again, for awareness, I thought, so I was told I had asthma when I was in like fifth grade. And they said it's really allergy induced. They gave me an inhaler. And I only had to use it when I was running and doing stuff like that. And then in college, it got so bad. Well, why did it get so bad? I was eating in school, not with my mom and dad. And then in like in LA, it was, I mean, we had nebulizers in cars and I was sucking on that inhaler like it was water just to survive. I had no idea it was because of the food I was eating was making me allergic. And so just in case there's some other person out there who's having that issue.
Some health issues. I mean, like. I know.
Who would know? Have,
like, we eat out. They're not using good oils.
No. And no doctor's going to tell you that.
No. High quality oils. No. Because, you know, it's just, they're too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, high quality olive oil is expensive. Avocado oil is expensive, you know. So they're using these cheap oils everywhere. And people are having digestive issues when they're eating out, too. Yeah. I think because of the cheap oils.
Yeah. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili. Hey, Heal Squad, we have been on quite the journey together, and we're hearing from so many of you just how much this show is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. We love, love, love it, and we just ask that you don't keep it to yourself. Spread the message and share the show or your favorite episode with your friends, and if you want to help us even more, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and follow us on Instagram at Heal Squad. You can also DM us anytime because we love connecting with you. Kelsey is so great at making sure she responds to all of you. And finally, you can also join us on Patreon for our monthly live heal events with world-class healers and ad-free episodes exclusive only to Patreon and our Super Heal Squad for as little as $10 a month. So go to patreon.com/healsquad to join. Getting better isn't easy, friends, but as I say all the time, it's a whole lot easier if we can do it together. We love you all so much, and we love doing this thing called life with you.
Yeah,
so the cheap oils, and now I'm also hearing about not using oils for heating up, and that they change. And even I heard olive oil was bad when it's heated up. I'm like, I'm not fucking buying that, guys. There's no way. My people have done this for eons. We're Blue Zone diet people. Our people live the longest. I'm not buying it.
Right.
But is there something to that?
You know, well, you always know the heat point, you know, is like a high heat point for olive oil isn't good. Because it can oxidize.
Okay.
So
and when it oxidizes, what does that mean?
It you know, it can be cut, like it lets off free radicals,
and
which is not good.
So free radicals are?
Free radicals are damaging to the cells. So they are not healthy. So we want to, like, of course, olive oil at a low. I just do olive oil in my salads. But if you're just sauteing something at a low heat, then it's probably fine. You know, I use avocado oil for high heat. I use coconut oil sparingly because it's such saturated fat. You know, I love avocado because it's monounsaturated fat. So saturated fat can be a little bit tricky these days for heart stuff. So I love
if you're frying
grass-fed butter.
If you're frying something, what are you using?
I'm using I'm using coconut oil, medium to high smoke point.
Okay.
Because I don't love the taste of coconut. So, or I'm using grass-fed butter too, because it's, you know.
To fry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like French fries?
Right. French fries. No.
That's a lot of butter.
That would be coconut. Yeah. Okay. That's a lot of butter. Right. I'm not really making French fries. You're right. But it would be like coconut oil for
that.
But
you can make French fries in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
Like we slice potatoes really thin with some olive oil and we spice them up.
Yeah.
And then we put them in the oven. They get so crispy and so delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really crack, like so good.
Right.
And they're baked.
I know.
Not fried. Just like the commercial for that other potato chip back in the day. What was it? Baked Lays? They're baked, not fried.
I love, you're right. I don't love fried food, period, because I just don't feel good afterwards.
Yeah.
So I do try to stay away from that, and I do bake everything and roast it at high heats. And you're right. It's great. Or air fry it.
Yeah.
That's also great. So.
And grilling is so yummy.
Yeah.
Grilling your vegetables, mm-hmm. all of it is so delicious. But I think you said something and it was like, you know, kind of jarring. You're like, I don't eat fried foods. I don't like fried foods. And I'm like, oh, fried foods are freaking delicious. But I don't eat them anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely, because I see what it does to my blood sugar.
Yeah.
And when you see how much it spikes your blood sugar, I mean, for me, it's just not worth it. I'll just suffer and have to take a million shots. So I don't do it anymore. I think we have to just become more aware of what works and what doesn't. And that takes a little bit of focus.
If you get in tune, your body will tell you what you need.
Well, and it will tell you guys whether it's a symptom, something's hurting.
Yeah.
Like for me, I know my calves will start to get really tight when I'm dehydrated. Or it will be in the form of a craving. So your body's sending you messages. It's just we're all so busy.
Yep.
And I feel like I've talked about redefining success for many, many years. And I really think we need to redefine what success is, because we're all suffering and dying just to try to make more money so we can look more Instagram ready. And I had a conversation with two people who lost someone very close to them, their dad. And the wife was like, he was working so hard for us to make a better life. I wish we would live the way we're living now and have him.
Oh, that's so sad.
And it was such a powerful statement I just looked at Kevin. I'm like, Kevin, we gotta like slow down. We've already had all the wake up calls. Like we've got to, and again, like we've had the wake up calls and we're still having to catch ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We're better than we were, of course, but
you know,
at the end of the day, you want to live a healthy life, and that should be a goal. That should be the dream, so that you can live your dreams.
Right.
And it's an afterthought until you're sick.
You also want to, like, I always talk about this too, you got to find some peace, and you know that. You've looked for peace and found peace. Like, most of us don't have peace within us.
Yeah.
Or a self-love, or, you know, just that we are valued. We value ourselves. We don't need someone else to value ourselves, but we need to value ourselves. And I know with my cancer and Hashimoto's and like my celiac and just hormone issues and like I had insomnia, all these things, and my husband dying, like I had to find some inner peace, and once I found that, everything changed for me.
How did you find that?
That was an interesting way to I found it through the plant medicine world.
Oh.
So
ayahuasca.
Yes, I did it ayahuasca, I did mushrooms, and never thought I would go that route, but really both of those things were life-changing. So
in what way? What changed for you?
You know, it was interesting. Like the first time I did ayahuasca, I was right after my husband passed away. And I was really petrified of being left alone with two girls to raise. And like, what was I going to do with my life? And I wasn't working at the time. And he was the breadwinner and all that. And I had to go back into the world. And I remember doing the ayahuasca. And he came to me in the journey and said, you know what? You are strong. I wouldn't have left you if you couldn't do this.
Wow.
And that was so powerful. Like, he was just like, you can do this. Absolutely. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And then I sort of had some issues as the years went on. I got into this in the health world, and I started having some insomnia, and I did the mushrooms. And this is what was really impactful. And I was still dealing with hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's and the celiac at the time. And I did the mushrooms, and I was on the journey. I saw how hard I am on myself, how like much I push myself, how like nothing is good enough, mm. how fearful I live of like getting cancer again, mm-hmm. or another illness, because I'm always getting an illness, like something's always wrong with me. So I saw like, wow, I am like, that is no way to live.
No.
And I could, it was an out of body experience, because I could see myself like living like that. And I was like, that is horrible what I'm doing to myself. And that's when I like could realize, I actually let it go, let those things go as much as I could, and felt peace and serenity. And I'm like, okay, this is the way to live, is this peacefulness and like the feeling that not to live in fear. And that it took a little while to get there. I mean, I constantly have to work on it now. I do a lot of meditation. You know, I do a lot of breath work. I just, a lot of journaling. Let's just try to get myself back to that place always. It's a daily work.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is what's changed my life.
Wow.
And changed my life with food, with, you know, even, you know, things like feeling more vibrant and energized in my world, you know, for myself. So that is, you know, and that my blood work numbers after that, I got to be careful what I say on this show, right?
Oh my God.
I know. The blood work numbers for my thyroid after I did my first journey, my thyroid was back in alignment. It was wild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's not going to work for everybody.
Well,
by
because
the way,
but stress is what's causing yes. so much of our disease. So if you eliminate yeah. the stress, things heal. I think yeah. that was part of my DR journey, is removing all of the stress.
Yeah.
And the body just calms down. So that was my form of mushrooms, probably.
Yep.
Where the body calms down, and then you can heal. Your body needs an environment to heal.
Yes.
You can't heal in the same environment that got you sick, they say, right?
No.
So if that environment internally was all chaos and stress and
yeah.
fear,
yep.
it's not going to heal. And I think that Kevin would look at me all the time. He's like, Maria, you can do all your stuff. You can do all your green juices and all your this and your that's. He's like,
true.
Unless you fix that, you're not going to get better. And I think what you're saying is so relatable, because we all will get on the train and then we fall off.
Yeah.
And so it is a constant practice with our meditation, with everything, to stay in alignment and in a peaceful, good place. And like even now, like I'm definitely not in my best place. My kitchen is destroyed. I'm, you know, living out of boxes.
Yeah.
I have a baby. My dad's sick. My dog's sick. And so I'm a little rickety, but I'm better dealing with it now than I ever have been.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing those improvements, and I'm celebrating them. And I think that's really important. We have to celebrate the improvements, because we keep thinking that we're still that same person 5 years ago that, you know, needed so much more help. And when I was in the DR, I started taking account. I go, Kev, I've made a lot of big changes, actually. I called him one day. I go, I'm really taking stock of all the things I've fixed internally, and I've done really well. I'm really proud of myself.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't taken that time to just stop, I wouldn't have even seen that.
You wouldn't have celebrated those achievements, and you wouldn't have seen how many you have made. I
yeah.
know. I feel that same way. I feel like, you know, I've made a lot of changes in my life, and a lot of times I just, you know, kind of like brush them aside. Well, that's what I should have done.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it's expected of me. Because I just like high performing and like, love all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, you're right. You got to celebrate yourself.
Yeah.
You do. You have to pat yourself on the back. You have to like just even, you know, clients who do a green juice every morning for 5 days, it's a beautiful thing. Or whoever, you know, incorporates something into their world that's healthy for them, a meditation or a walk around the block or whatever it is. We got to celebrate ourselves.
Yeah.
So,
well, and also I really relate to the fears, because that was another big thing that came up for me when I was there. I said, Kevin, I realize I'm always afraid. And especially living in LA, mm-hmm. I'm always on pins and needles and scared. And I can't go anywhere alone. Like, that's mm-hmm. messed up. Like, I don't feel like I can go anywhere alone. I can't go to CVS. I can't go to the post. I can't go anywhere alone here. And I have credible reasons. I've seen stuff that's happened. Yes. And I've had a lot of things happen. And so I was like, when I'm here, I'm like, I'm walking around this property. I feel really good. I'm peaceful. I know I'm safe. Like, that's a big thing for us, especially women, is safety.
Yeah.
But then the other part that you said that I relate to is always being afraid of something else coming. Mm-hmm. And so I will tell you what I've done as of late, because I really believe, I trust my instincts more than I ever have. And I know my body so well now that I am like, I'm good. I am healthy. And I do this little thing I read in this book. Oh gosh, what was the book I was reading in the DR? I will remember it and I'll share it with you guys. I've shared it on episodes before, but I say every little cell in my body as well. Every nerve, tissue, fiber, blood vessel, organ, bone, tissue is all healing at rapid rate. All the lesions are slowly disappearing with no adverse effect. Like, I say all these things to myself at night.
Yeah.
And then throughout the day, I'm just saying how grateful I am for my health. Thank you for my vibrance. I know I'm healthy. I know I'm safe. And I feel it, because before I was like so watching every little thing and getting hyper nervous about what was coming, because I've been in a similar situation, as you know, mm-hmm. where there's been a lot of diagnoses.
Yeah.
And isn't it funny that this is where our lives have led us to being able to help other people with it, because we are able to dive into it and face it and deal with it and share it and learn more and apply more. And
right. But I was going to say about the fear, you know, I mean, it's just, we're really not that fearful. We're really strong, you know, women who really do want to live our life to the fullest. So we're going to, I know I'm sort of like you, I'm going to investigate mm-hmm. and figure out what is going to make me the best that I can be and feel the best I can be. You know, I love it all, because we have gotten past so much. Yeah. Like, that's what's so beautiful, to know you've gotten past it and gotten better on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the ultimate for people to know, that they can heal and they can get better.
Yes.
And they can feel better and stronger and more energized and even younger after it's all over too. But people kind of feel like when they get these diagnoses, oh, it's downhill from here. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. Yeah. I think that's kind of the coolest part about this. I was telling someone yesterday that right before the pancreas tumor diagnosis, there was an astrologer, her name is Deb. She was here and she was like, you know, you're a healer, right? And I was like, kind of been hearing that a lot from people, but tell me more. And she's like, you just need to know that you're a healer and you can heal anything that comes your way. And like a month later, I was diagnosed. Actually, it was even less than a month. And I really believe that. I believe that I can fix anything. Like, I've said this even to my neurosurgeon. I was like, I know you're going to think I'm nuts because I don't have a neurosurgery degree, but I think I could figure out how to heal brain tumors. I said, so I really want to come. I do all my charity work for Dr. Black at Cedars. And so I send a lot of donations their way. I'm like, I want to come to the lab. I really feel like I have good common sense and instinct, and I think I can figure this out. So, but that's how
you must have loved
how
that.
Confident I am.
Yeah.
I mean, listen,
yes,
I fall to my knees, and I did with the pancreas tumor. I was really scared, but it's about how long you're going to stay there and how long you're going mm-hmm. to, you know, take to get back up. And we get back up quick and we get past things pretty quickly. So, it is about knowing that you can heal. And I do think that we have to really think about what kind of life we really want.
Yeah.
You know, do you want the life where you can't make your green juice in the morning? Or do you want the life where you can figure it out? And truly, sometimes, you know, you take a step back and you can take 10 steps forward. So if you really do focus on your health and you get stronger, then you will be able to do more of the things that you want to do anyway.
Right.
And better.
Right. Oh, totally. Totally. I feel that with, as I age, you know, I'm like, my birthday's coming up. I'm like, oh, the number in the 60s is not so much fun, but.
Wait, 60?
64. I'm going to be 64.
Wait, I thought you said 55. No, I did the math. I thought it was 50. I'm terrible.
64. End of the month.
Holy shit. I know. We have this moment every time. We should take every Alyssa episode where she tells me how old she is and I'm screaming because I'm having a deja vu moment.
And I'm just like, but I 65. Don't feel, I'm turning 64. I 64. Don't feel 64 at all.
You like it's a, are not.
It's such a beautiful feeling. I hate to say the number, but you know, the feeling is like, I don't feel it at all. So, you know, I just like, I do. It's so fun to be able to like do everything I do and to feel strong and energized and, you know, things are going on in my personal life that I didn't think I could ever get past. And now, you know, I feel strong enough to be able to get past these things and really find what I'm looking for. You know, I feel like there's always obstacles that come our way. But when the obstacles come, I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. Like,
wow.
It definitely is a little scary, but I feel like, okay, I'm going to get past the fear and, but I have the energy to do it. That's what the powerful thing is.
Yeah. And that comes from clean eating, guys. Yeah, it really is so much about eating clean and healthy and really getting used to that diet, because society, environment, our friends, everyone's taught us that getting all the bad apps at dinner is the way, and the cocktails and the desserts and all of that. It's like, it's a lot. And so I know I've noticed a huge difference ever since I've really become, well, I'm temporarily diabetic because I will be healing from that too.
Yes.
But I think that it was a blessing because it really forced me to go the final mile with the clean eating. Because before it was like, I still wanted my potato skins and I still wanted my nachos and all these things. Right. So I'm definitely just like everybody else. I love all the junk, but I know my body isn't going to run well with it. And I know that health-wise, it's like, you know, it's so bad for you. So anyhow, I love when we get together. I have the best time. I have so many notes of like, I'm getting Life Boost coffee. I'm making sure I'm getting certified organic tea, certified organic supplements, which by the way, not supplements, spices.
Spices.
We found the brands.
Was it Simply Mills? And it was...
Simply Organic.
Simply Organic. Okay.
I think I have some in my my closet. Okay.
Wait, what was
Evermill? Evermill was another one.
Evermill is a great one. Yes. Yeah. So definitely. And Frontier was another one, I think it was. Okay. So, yeah. And I think Thrive Market also has some, you know, it's a great place to shop for spices.
Yeah.
Thrive Market is a great place. Thrive was not too expensive.
I used Thrive a lot, especially when I was in Connecticut, because I could have really good stuff shipped to me. I was in a really rural area.
Yeah.
Your assistant showed us a picture of your spice cabinet, and Evermill has really pretty spices. Mm-hmm. I like pretty spices.
Right. They all look the same in the same jars.
Yeah. I'm redoing my kitchen, so pretty sounds really good right now.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
Simple, and then, pretty.
And then I'm going to add dandelion to my smoothies, I think.
Yeah. It's pretty bitter, so just like arugula. But yeah, dandelion, and also eating dandelion is a beautiful thing.
Well, you could do a dandelion shot probably, right, with some lemon?
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because there's dandelion in the liver detox supplements, along with milk thistle and things like that. So
Good point.
Always throw artichoke and dandelion and milk thistle. So Okay.
Alyssa, love you. Thank you. Thanks for being a guide to everybody, all of us. I always love taking advice from people who have gone through things themselves.
Thank you for having me.
I
always love being with you. It's always fun.
Thank you.
I always learn a lot from you as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And what you've done. So
I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, friends. I hope this was helpful. Leave us a comment in the YouTube or on Apple Podcasts. And in the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.
This podcast and all related content published or distributed by or on behalf of Maria Menounos or MariaMenounos.com is for informational purposes only and may include information that is general in nature and that is not specific to you. Any information or opinions expressed or contained herein are not intended to serve as or replace medical advice, nor to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any disease, condition, illness, or injury, and you should consult the healthcare professional of your choice regarding all matters concerning your health, including before beginning any exercise, weight loss, or healthcare program. If you have or suspect you may have a healthcare emergency, please contact a qualified healthcare professional for treatment. Any information or opinions provided by a guest expert or host featured within website or on company's podcast are their own, not those of Maria Menounos or the company. Accordingly, Maria Menounos and the company cannot be responsible for any results or consequences or actions you may take based on information or opinions.